Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
It's gonna be cool.
It is.
Me.
Hey, Kiki.
Hello.
818, it is the Plan B Morning Show. We got a high of 68 today, low of 50 tonight. So I know you came
in here. God, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay?
I basically said if one more person asked me about my car this morning, I'm going to freak out.
So if anybody did miss it, we were out at Rock on the Range, and again, a huge thank you to Sensational Spas in Stevensville for making that all possible. You can check out all the great content that they helped us bring all weekend long, including coverage on Kiki's broken window.
Uh-huh.
And
big shout out to Easy Auto Glass.
Yeah, they're going to help us out again, mm-hmm. 2 years in a row. Good Lord.
It's got some fresh windows on that car,
I know, I know if we ever sell it, the good news is we can say new windows.
Brand new windows, almost all the way around.
All right. They're just making their rounds.
Slowly but surely, we'll have fresh windows on that entire vehicle. But yeah, a big thank you to them as well for helping us
I've
out.
I've seen more cardboard on your car in the past 2 years than I've ever seen. Than I've ever seen any car sport.
Oh, God.
So are you seriously okay, though? You okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
It was just really frustrating to turn around and be reminded that my car has more of a fort-like cardboard feel to it, you know? It's like all dingy with like cardboard. And I couldn't see. So I'm kind of starting my morning in a bad mood.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers to you and your car.
You know, if there's anything you need me to do, anything, just let me know. And just let me know.
I appreciate that, Hunter.
Yeah. Let me get some of this aggression out on you right now.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
This happened right here in Michigan.
Oh. Ooh.
A 47-year-old woman at an engineering company near Ann Arbor found out that a coworker she hated was leaving their job earlier this month. Mm. It's not clear why they didn't like each other, but they had issues in the past.
And I like you.
Damn it, Janet, I hate you. Get out of here. Karen.
Janet.
Yeah. Well, she decided to send off this coworker by pretending to be nice and giving them some homemade brownies on their last day.
Oh, boy.
Mm. And she secretly laced them with laxatives.
Oh. Wow, God.
The old poop brownies.
Oh.
The old classic poop brownies.
Poop brownie.
She told another coworker about it, and she thought that this coworker was on her side, but they snitched on her, and the cops got involved. She tried to deny it, but they threatened to have their forensics team test the brownies to see what was in them. So at that point, she came clean and got fired for doing it. In the end, the coworker she had a feud with didn't even eat them, and she's actually lucky they didn't, because if they had, she'd also be facing jail time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's like one of those pranks you could pull back in like the early 80s, 70s.
Yeah.
Nobody really cared.
Yeah.
But
nowadays, you can't do it.
Now you're going to jail.
I have never had that prank pulled on me, thank God, but I can only imagine.
What would be worse, laxatives? I'm talking legal-wise, laxatives or a marijuana. What would you rather have?
I don't know.
Because Brock doesn't like marijuana. No. Oh, it's not you don't like it. You just don't do it.
He doesn't handle well.
And the way I attack...
I don't like this feeling, man. I'm freaking out, man.
The way I attack a pan of brownies, I would be screwed either way.
Yeah.
Either way, I would be violently high or just violent diarrhea. So neither for me. I'm just never going to eat brownies ever again. How about that?
Right.
Yeah.
What about you have a birthday coming up. Maybe I'll make some birthday brownies.
I ain't eating them. I don't trust you one bit. Right.
Can you make?
It'll be like a gamble, like gamble chocolates I like to call Valentine's Days, where you don't know really what you're going to get.
So
it'll be like that. It'll be like, roulette. No, what's roulette? Shoot. What's the shooting one?
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Roulette?
You're talking about... Oh, my God, what is it? Russian roulette. Yeah, that's
Russian
what it is.
Roulette. Yeah, it'll be like that. We'll just keep going back and forth until we
eat some weed brownies this morning? Good Lord. What's that thing, man? You know, with the spinny thing. I don't know.
That is not powdered sugar on the top of those.
Joke's on you. That's PCP in there. Ah, got you.